Welcome to the Wealth Evolution Club podcast. Our mission is to help you evolve from rich to wealthy and create a life of freedom that's not dependent on a paycheck. Here is your host, investor, entrepreneur, and an influencer, Dr. Meetu Bhatnagar, CCIM.
Hello, Wealth Nation. You are listening to the Wealth Evolution Club podcast. Our club shares the success stories, explore various loopholes, secrets, and skills that help you evolve from rich to wealthy. You might be wondering, why rich is not wealthy? That's because that fat income or paycheck is gone in paying mortgage of luxury homes, luxury cars, high taxes, and paying credit card bills to maintain the affluent lifestyle. You are working so hard for money and hardly have freedom to do what you enjoy the most. For example, spending time with your loved ones, going on vacation, or anything else that you cherish. After all, being rich is not about monetary wealth. It's about being truly satisfied, being truly happy, and having a balanced professional, personal, and social life. Being contented with what you have and not worrying about work, future, or how to earn more to save more for retirement. Our podcast mission is to create a spark, help you evolve from rich to wealthy, and inspire you to live a life filled with freedom, fun, and fulfillment. Wealth Nation, please make sure to like our page, Wealth Evolution Club, and join our free Facebook community, Wealth Evolution Club. Hello, Wealth Nation. I'm your host, Meetu Bhatnagar. Today, we are having very special VIP guests from Dubai, also known as Dubai couple, Rebecca and Phil. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Meetu.
Hi, Meetu. We're great. Thank you. How are you?
So, Rebecca and Phil Moreira have been investing in real estate since 2007 and have currently invested in 457 doors between Memphis, Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, Oklahoma, Texas, Florida, and Charleston. Philip completed his undergraduate and graduate degrees at Northeastern University in electrical engineering and has spent 15 years working in the defense sector. Thank you, Phil, for your services. The last 7 years have been in Dubai providing engineering support to the UAE customer. Rebecca is a full-time real estate professional, managing the couple's portfolio of investment assets and about to finish studying with the University of Essex, UK, in business management. A candidate for a first-class degree with a 4 GPA. Wow! Congratulations, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Rebecca is specialized in customer and investor relationships following 10 years working for international airlines. They are also about to have their first child in February and are excited for the new challenge of becoming parents. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Wealth Nation, Rebecca and Phil are one of our most valued passive investors of GMD acquisitions. We are so grateful that they trusted us for their first passive investment. It means a lot to us. Hi, guys. Would you please share your real estate journeys with us? How and why you get started in real estate?
Sure. And thanks for having us on your podcast. I began in 2007 with my dad. Actually, we purchased a triplex in Boston. It was pretty much across the street from where we lived. So we did a lot of hands-on property management of it, found the tenants for the property and everything else. It was very hands-on from an early point. We were able at that time to put only 5% down on a non-owner occupied multifamily small residential property, which was one of the last times they were giving out those loans following the 2008 crash. We were able to hang on to it. We had a long-term vision. We were fully occupied. We were able to increase rents. It's worked out very well. We just recently sold that property late last year, and we're in the middle of a 1031 now. But in between then, we also bought some properties. We refinanced that property at one point, took some money out, bought a few single-family homes and another fourplex, and just kind of snowballed our portfolio. And, you know, one of the big lessons from that was using debt to grow your portfolio. So learning how to do that and buying more properties is how I started, basically.
Yeah, it was in 2017 when we started evaluating the single families from Dubai. That's when I started to get involved. And not being from the US, I'm from the UK, and the property market's very different there. When I started to learn about the kind of returns that you can see, you know, I was very interested to learn more. And I listened to audiobooks, physical books, podcasts. We joined a networking real estate group here in Dubai, and we met other like-minded people. And there were people that were investing in the American real estate market, but they were not American. That was nice for me as well. So we had a connection there. And we always liked the way that we could achieve scale with multifamily. And we thought, you know, there's quite a lot of work with purchasing a single family. Why not put that hard work into trying to get into multifamily? We turned that around end of 2018, and we, you know, hired a mentor and a business coach that helped to guide us through the process. And then at the end of 2019, we made our first passive investment. That was through UMeToo. That was 418 units in Fort Worth. And then in 2020, we were general partners on a 32 unit in South Carolina. That's in the Charleston MSA. And we recently closed on that in September.
And as I started to mention, we're in the middle of a 1031 for that first triplex we owned. So we've identified a 240-unit property in South Carolina, which we're purchasing through a TIC structure, a tenant in common. That's how we were able to roll in our 1031 proceeds into that. It'll be a small slice that we have, but we'll have another TIC partner that's performing syndication on that as well. So, and its closing day is going to be close to mid-February, which is actually around the same due date that our first child is going to have. So it'll be a special time for us.
Wow, very impressive. Congratulations, guys, for selling that property. And I have seen how passionate you are towards real estate investments and very hardworking and genuine people. I just wonder, like, is it sometimes challenging, like all your investments are here in US while you are in Dubai? How does it feel? Sometimes feels insecure about that?
We have to shift a bit, basically. You know, Dubai is 7,000 miles away from the East Coast and 9 time zones away. So it's not like we can just pop over to a property or meet a broker on a whim. Basically, we have to, you know, set up Zoom calls and whatever we have to do and deal with the scheduling. But it comes with its own hurdles. But we've been doing this a while now, so we've managed to get a good schedule going. We schedule our calls on the US side in the morning over there, which is our late afternoon, works out well because I still have my day job. So when I come home, I'm able to just focus on the real estate and build the relationships that way remotely.
We were using Zoom. I mean, I know Zoom has been around for a long time, but before coronavirus happened, we were using Zooms, maximizing that. And now everybody's using it. So we're happy that now everyone's kind of, you know, using this as so much more. Yeah, just great communication, wasn't it? Really, and just continuing to keep in touch with people. And we enjoy it. You know, we enjoy connecting with people that are like-minded and just growing our business.
You have so many options to invest. Why did you decide to invest with us? And are you happy with the decision?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are very happy with the decision. One of the main reasons was the sponsorship team collectively. We could see that the experience was there. But also we met you, me too, and we met your husband, Puneet, for lunch in Dubai. And we could just tell that you're a family of integrity. And that really meant a lot to Phil and I. Again, we are quite far away. And that integrity has just continued to extend the more that we've gotten to know you. You know, you've always been easy access. We can communicate with you whenever, however. You're always very responsive. So I'm very grateful. That's something that I would do for my investors too. So, you know, when we start to grow our business, I want to take what I've learned from you and apply that in mine.
Thank you so much for trusting us. And it's a pleasure to have you. Another question, like most of our listeners, they are passive investors. What do you think about passive investment? Could you please explain it to my Wealth Nation?
So passive investment, or being a passive investor, is basically collecting pajama money. Like, you're in your pajamas in your front room watching TV and you receive your checks. So you invest your capital, your money, and you're a limited partner in a syndication scenario. Your risk is largely limited to the capital you've invested, and you just continue with your life, your work, whatever you do, and you get your check quarterly without any active involvement.
Sounds like a mailbox money.
Exactly. It's great.
Is diversification important to you? And how do you diversify your investment?
Yes, diversification is very important. We primarily invest in real estate. And the way we diversify in that sense is by investing in different markets. So we're currently invested in the DFW, Central Florida, Memphis, Charleston, and Greenville in South Carolina. So we diversify by markets, and we also diversify a little bit with different asset classes. So we're in the residential world and the commercial multifamily world. Another way to diversify as well is, you know, we can also invest in the stock market. So we also have a Vanguard account where we do some dollar cost averaging into the S&P index fund and the global market index fund. So that's a way of also diversifying. So we're not just 100% real estate. That is the majority of our net worth is in real estate, but we also diversify with stocks, low-cost index funds, and we recently just started buying physical gold as well. We keep that as a very small percentage of our net worth. So primarily in real estate and diversifying in different markets, and that's basically what our strategy is.
You're listening to the Wealth Evolution Club podcast. Stay tuned to evolve from rich to wealthy and create a life of freedom that's not dependent on a paycheck. You're highly educated, work long hours, earn exceptionally good money, yet you have no freedom, fun, or fulfillment. Most of your paycheck is going to high taxes, big mortgages, and big credit card payments to maintain an affluent lifestyle. But what happens if you're unable to work due to an injury? Will you be able to keep up with the payments? And will you ever be able to comfortably retire? We want to help you live a life of financial freedom. Visit WealthEvolutionClub.com to learn more and get the free book, DNA of Wealth.
Do you believe investing in real estate syndication is the best alternative to the stock market? If yes, why did you think so?
I'd say yes, for sure, because in the past, I've tried buying individual stocks, and that was just too stressful for me. It's very volatile. I'd be checking the price of the stock too often and panic. Whereas real estate, it's a slower response to market fluctuations. So it's less volatile, and we're long-term buy and hold investors. So over the period of a hold, let's say if it's a 7-year hold, you have a lot of opportunities in that time to control the asset, raise the income, and find the right opportunity to exit without these day-to-day fluctuations that, you know, the stock market experiences.
Yeah, the CEO had an affair, so the stocks plummeted. You know, you don't get that with real estate.
I completely agree with you. Why do you think multifamily real estate is the best investment, and who all should consider it?
Well, we like multifamily because we can create a community for the tenants. So it's, you know, fostering an environment where people want to live by providing a nice pool, a gym, a barbecue area, a dog park. I really like all those aspects because it's a property that you can feel really proud of. So if I take the example of the 418 unit deal with passive investors, and we also like, you know, the scale that can be achieved. So with large assets, you can bulk buy countertops, refrigerators, and you can actually get a lower price for all those things that can be returned onto the investors, who can see an increase in a return. Less risk with larger properties. Anyone should consider this. You know, if somebody doesn't have the time, they're so busy with their jobs, maybe they don't even want to understand the intricacies of the business or keep up with market indicators because they're devoted to their job. But they do like real estate. Investing into a syndication is a really good option for that type of person.
Wow, very impressive. Seems you are a wonderful person at heart too and doing your best to give back to the community. So appreciate it. I love it. What was your biggest challenge when you were getting started?
Initially, it's certainly money. It's tough to, you know, to come up with down payments on houses. Luckily, in 2007, they were still giving out 5% down for investment properties. So, and truth be told, I didn't have even that. So initially, money is just a big hurdle. And then living in Dubai, obviously, the distance was another initial hurdle. But, you know, we've been able to overcome these hurdles creatively.
Great. So what markets are you focusing on and why?
We're focusing on like the Dallas-Fort Worth area and the North Florida, Central Florida markets. We just keep an eye out for population growth. So these two markets, they're experiencing a lot of population growth. When we invested in the South Carolina markets, we also did the same analysis. And provided that the population is increasing, unemployment is below the national average, and the affordability of the household income is around 30%. So the rents are about 30% of the household income. We can get excited about any market, really. And without these points, then we wouldn't invest.
Wow. What was the biggest rookie mistake that you did?
We didn't fire a member of the team sooner. This is what we wish we'd done. By team, I mean like the extended team. So we had a bad property manager one time. Communication was, you know, decreasing over several months. You know, we were a little bit nervous about it for a while, and we regret not acting sooner in this particular scenario. And the same with the CPA as well that we worked with. Our goals were not aligned, and we wish that we had terminated the arrangement sooner. So hopefully we will identify some warning signs earlier next time.
Wow, I hope you didn't lose much, and then I guess you might have learned a very good lesson from there, and that will make you stronger moving forward.
Absolutely.
What's your superpower?
So I'd say Rebecca's superpower is her ability to show her true character. So to know Rebecca is to know that she's trustworthy and a thoughtful person. She's also juggling a business degree while managing our real estate portfolio. And probably the most important thing is she's carrying our first child, which is a miracle in itself. So she's a very powerful woman. For sure.
Thank you. So Phil's superpower is his determination to drive our business forward. So he mentioned already that he has a day job. So Phil is an electrical engineer, and he comes home and he puts his real estate hat on. And this is just, for me, very, very admirable. And this kind of determination is what will just continue to drive our business forward. And it will be great when one day we can both work on this full time and make our children proud.
Wow, you are a super couple. And I can completely endorse that because I have seen that. Let's talk about a deal you have recently done. What did you see that you like?
So we'll talk about that 32-unit apartment complex in the Charleston MSA. It's actually in Somerville. It's about 30 minutes inland from Charleston. And the acquisition process, it was taking place between June and we closed in September. So, you know, COVID was still and continues to be an issue, something that we're all dealing with. And one of our partners actually negotiated a rent reserve with the seller. So what that means is that we have in an escrow account a deposit of money that guarantees 95% occupancy, and that's economic occupancy, for the first 12 months, which is great. It's a real help to mitigate the downside due to COVID. It helps to protect us as owners and our investors. That was a great selling point for us and for a lot of our investors as well.
Is it a value add?
So there's a value add component to this. So the previous owner did renovate the majority of the asset. He was self-managing it. So we're coming in with professional property management. A lot of the rents were month to month. So we're going to be able to push some of those rents. And our value add component as well is that we're going to install dishwashers, which will command a little bit higher rent as well. And we're going to be billing back a set rate for the water and utilities. which is common practice in that market. So we've got a few different ideas that we've been executing already, and they've been working out as we had planned. So
cool. Yeah. So what kind of debt are you expecting on that, or what kind of debt are you taking?
Yeah, that was a Fannie Mae loan through Arbor. We got an interest rate of 3.65 fixed with 1 year of interest only. The loan term is 12 years and it's amortized over 30 years.
Cool. What's the best advice you have been given in real estate?
The best advice has been find someone who has walked the path before you. So, you know, a mentor or someone that you can seek advice from in the business, someone who's been there, done that, that can help you and wants to help you. You know, a lot of people are busy, and being an official mentor requires some work on their part too. So, you know, that's been one of the best pieces of advice, because we feel that's very valuable to have someone that we can go to and ask, I'm dealing with this situation, how have you handled it before? What do you recommend that I do? So that was by far the best advice, and especially in multifamily, it's very easy to make a $100,000 mistake. So if you can just ask someone that's, you know, been there before, that is experienced, then that can really save you a lot of money in the long run.
Cool. What is the best book that you recommend to a listener?
Recently read Never Split the Difference, a book about negotiations. Actually, the author was a former FBI agent, high-risk negotiations. So he basically teaches a lot of those lessons that he learned on the job. It's an important skill to have, you know, when negotiating a real estate contract, when negotiating your salary. It's just a good skill to have in general. And another book that I've been reading just more personally is a book called Fatherhood, The Journey from Man to Dad. So that has been helpful to prepare for our next stage in our lives too.
I recently revisited The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. I like business books too. I like reading real estate books, but business books I really enjoy reading. I find that, especially with multifamily, you're purchasing a business. So it's really helpful in kind of thinking about, okay, the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician, and kind of just knowing about those different roles.
Awesome. What are some rituals that you have created that makes you a better investor?
Listening to podcasts every single day, variety of places from, you know, so many different people, keeping up to date with what people are talking about. So that's in single family and in multifamily, in investments, in the economy, just keeping up to date with what is being talked about. That's like a habit that we have, we feel makes us better investors and more informed.
What are some of the tips for our listeners?
Yeah, so if you're listening to this, it means you're in the right place, I'd say. You're trying to understand ways to increase your wealth. There are a lot of financial independence type of, you know, mentors out there. That's the ultimate goal, is to live a fulfilled life with your family, with your loved ones. So tips are to just learn about the different asset classes, find the one that you think most aligns with your understandings and experiences, and then, you know, seek that out. And look for a mentor in the process to make sure, you know, don't slip up and make a costly mistake.
Mm. We have a real estate group here in Dubai, and just the kind of the masterminding between one another is great, so helpful. So another tip I would give would be seek other people who are trying to achieve the same thing. There's, you know, there's meetup.com, for example, or Facebook groups, you know, network, get out there. Talk about what you actually want to achieve, because there's other people out there that are trying the same thing, and maybe two heads are better than one. You can achieve something together.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for adding tremendous value to our listener. How can our listener reach out to you?
My email address is Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, at prmassets.com. That's P-R-M and then assets.com.
Now we sign off. Until next time, Wealth Nation, live a life that is filled with freedom, fun, and fulfillment. And we will meet again in 2 weeks. Thank you.
This has been the Welcome to the Wealth Evolution Club podcast. If you're a doctor, medical professional, engineer, CEO, or other elite professional, we want to help you live a life of financial freedom. Visit WealthEvolutionClub.com to learn more and get the free book, DNA of Wealth.